Hi, I'm Secretary of State Mark Martin, and welcome to This Week in Arkansas History. In the late 1800s, a new concept was developed, sending city kids to summer camps so they could enjoy outdoor activities. In 1923, after World War I, Camp Joiselle for Girls formed in Northwest Arkansas. The camp had a theater, craft program, art studio, recreation area, and a library. Campers could play tennis, hike, ride horses, swim, and canoe in the White River. Most of the campers were wealthy girls from Dallas, Little Rock, and other parts of the South, far different from the outhouses and cold showers of Camp Joiselle. By the 1950s, over 200 girls from 33 states were attending the two summer sessions, with new activities including volleyball, archery, and movie night. In the 1960s, as work began on Beaver Dam, the camp was closed and sold. Most of Camp Joiselle is now under Beaver Lake. Join me next week for more Arkansas history, and I invite you and your family to visit the Arkansas State Capitol to see history firsthand.